Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Orange Juice, news and notes from around the world of insoles. Today, I am your host, Owen. If you've been following along, hopefully you know me by now in some capacity. And also, we have our other co-host, Mallory, on today, my sister. Mallory, how are you?
Hello. Doing good.
Awesome. We are full. Mallory and I were just kind of talking about what's going on and the world of insoles, but just life in general, and it is full-blown summer months here in the Midwest, and I'm sure pretty much around the country at this point. So yesterday we had 94-degree weather here in Grand Rapids, Michigan area, but we've just been kind of staying inside as much as we can, getting active outside late in the day, early in the morning. We went to the pool, so hopefully you guys are all finding a way to stay cool and hydrated. Mallory, has it been hot there too?
Yeah, the humidity is what's killer, honestly. It's like it'll be fairly nice weather, like 74, but you'll walk outside for like 10 minutes and just be drenched in sweat because of the humidity.
Such a good point. For those of you that listened to our last episode, I was recently in Banff National Park in Canada, where you get some more elevation. And there was little to no humidity. It was a cooler trip altogether, but even when it did get to those warmer temperatures in the 70s, it was just nice and dry, and it makes a big difference. So when I'm waking up every morning, my windows are literally like fogged over at this point just from the humidity. But we are going to get into a special topic today. A lot of folks, when it comes to working out, may struggle a little bit to find what's best for them, find a routine. What type of workout? Should I work out alone? Should I work out in group? What is kind of the best way to go? And Mallory and I are just going to talk a little bit about our experience from solo workouts to group workouts, all sorts of different things you can try. If you say, hey, I've tried, you know, a group yoga class or a group weightlifting class and I didn't like it, we might have some other ideas for you. But I think the main idea here is just giving our audience some tools on how to best move their body, stay in shape, and ultimately just achieve their fitness goals. So with that said, Mallory, I'll put you on the spot really quick, just as like a quick preview. Are you more solo workout or group workout oriented?
I feel like it's a cop-out, but if I genuinely go through my week, it is exactly 50-50. Actually, maybe not, but we'll get into that later. There's a reason why one of my workouts could count as a group or a solo, but okay. I guess it then, if with that in mind, it might be more group, but I do both.
Mallory is our resident fitness expert, a little more in shape these days than old dad Owen over here. But you heard it from her first, where solo workouts and group workouts are both great. So again, we're going to start with solo workouts, but really it's to each their own, and probably a combination of both might be good for you. So starting out, solo workouts, what are the benefits of doing something alone or not with a group or at a scheduled time? Obviously, the first thing that comes to mind is flexibility. So not only just what time of day works best for you, you can pick entirely on your own, but also where you do it. So I've seen people who will work out during their workday. They may have an office job, and over lunch they go to the gym, or they might even do like a parking lot workout or something like that just to stay active. Or you can simply work out at home. You can see behind me, I have my Peloton. I'm in my basement. So whenever it's workout time for me, I just walk down the stairs, flip on my cycling cleats, and get ready to go. So there's a lot of different ways you can do it. That's definitely probably the first and foremost point as to why a solo workout might be more advantageous. But then also, just as you're going through the workout, everyone's at a little different skill level and that sort of thing. So you're going to be able to pace it exactly how you like. Let's say it's not your best day. Maybe you're feeling a little under the weather or whatever it may be, and you just want to give it a try. At least you know that, you know, you can go at your own pace, and whatever you can get done, you can get done. Now, of course, you could probably do that in a group workout too, but there's always just that like internal anxiety or worrying about people watching you or whatever it may be. So those are kind of my big pros. Did I miss any, Mal?
I was just gonna say, along with the pacing, something similar is if I'm trying something new. I think a good example of this was when I first started weightlifting again. I was a little intimidated or embarrassed to kind of try. I didn't feel like I knew what I was doing, so I went up into like a more private studio area that wasn't being used and brought some weights up there and did it by myself. And I just did that for like a week or two until I had the confidence to go into like the bigger weightlifting room. So just even like if you're trying something new, like it kind of helped me get over that like embarrassment a bit before I went in front of people to do it.
100%. Great point. And one thing I want to throw out just about that, like, hurdle of, you know, doing it in front of people or being in public. I think I know 99% of people are just happy to see others out there working towards a similar goal as them. They're more apt to give you a high five for trying than to come over and roll their eyes at your form or whatever it may be. So absolutely don't be intimidated. Maybe even introduce yourself to a few people. You can make like a goal, like, hey, I want to introduce myself to like one person a day and just say hi and, you know, let them know that I'm excited for my workout or whatever it may be. So, there's all sorts of fun things you can do to break the ice when you're out in public and working out. On the flip side for solo workouts, there definitely are some drawbacks. First thing is it may be harder to stay consistent. So, I'll give you an example. My wife, loves using the Peloton back here. But what she's found lately is with the kids and then me working during the day, and then of course she has to go out to work and whatnot, it's really hard to actually carve out time to go and hop on the bike. But this morning, she scheduled a group Pure Bar class, or sorry, not Pure Bar. Pure Bar is the brand, a group bar class, actually not at a Pure Bar studio, at a separate local studio. But it was at 9 o'clock, and she was able to let me know the night before, hey, I'm going to leave at 8:30. I'm going to go do my workout, and then I'll be back. So that would definitely be kind of a drawback to the solo workouts. It's really tough to carve it out, especially when you're at home. Furthermore, the realistic side of things is you're not getting any professional advice. You're not having anyone watch you. Form is super important in any workout. If you're not doing it the right way, you could actually do more harm than good. So being able to go out and get some specific instruction or just have someone watch over you and make sure you're doing it correctly is a big deal. And then finally, you're just kind of missing out on some of that camaraderie. So it's early in the morning, you don't want to roll out of bed or whatever. And let's say now I'm doing my workout down here on the Peloton. I'm just like dragging. But there's something about going out and being with a group of people who are all doing the same thing. There's going to be more energy. You're probably going to have some good music and whatnot, all that good stuff. So that may be something to keep in mind about solo workouts too, is just that you can't really feed off the energy of others. So ultimately, who solo workouts might be best for is people who are really like independent personalities, like to do things at their own pace, learn on their own. Maybe those who don't have a consistent schedule or things are just unpredictable throughout their day, or even just someone who maybe has really specific goals that aren't going to be met in a typical class that they want to cater towards.
Yeah, I think it's good advice on even just getting some professional guidance. I had a weird breakthrough where I realized I've struggled with my squat form, and it's because of lacrosse. So I was a goalie, and you're essentially in a squat, but it's pretty modified. You're leaned very forward and like on your toes, ready to be explosive. So I realized I had a really hard time sitting back. And it wasn't until like an instructor pointed that out that I was like, oh yeah, my form is kind of weird. And I was like, oh, it's because I trained it in a different way for different reasons. And I needed someone to kind of help me point that out on why I was struggling. So it always helps.
And it, you know, it doesn't always have to be necessarily an instructor either. Obviously that professional advice is important, but just a friend or family member who has been doing similar things and that sort of thing. You can't watch yourself work out a lot of the times, unless you, obviously there are mirrors and whatnot, but it's easier just for someone else to look and be like, hey, I think I might see this or see that. And just those little tweaks can can make a world of a difference.
Yeah. So going into group workouts, that's definitely one of the first benefits, is having some guidance and some more instruction, people checking in on your form, all of that. Honestly, even just people pushing you, sometimes our mental block there, like we are capable of way more and we need someone to tell us that. So that can always feel good. But I think my favorite part about group workouts, and they're kind of similar, and again, a lot of this is like the opposite of the cons of our solo, but it's the community and the accountability then that that community gives you. I have made so many friends in yoga classes, aerial classes, all different kinds, and it's just a great way to connect with people. Especially when I moved to Chicago, I didn't really know anyone, and I started working out and immediately met a lot of new friends and a lot of new people of all ages, of all backgrounds. So it's a really great way to connect over something you have in common and just meet people you would never talk to otherwise. And because of that, they also notice when you haven't been around for a while.
Exactly.
So when you don't show up for a few weeks, they'll be like, hey, where have you been? Or DM you on Instagram, like, miss you in class, are you coming Wednesday? Like, so that accountability is really great. Or just even, I'm excited to go see my friends. Like, even if I don't feel like working out, I'm like, oh, you know what? I'll take it easy today. I'll go chat with people. And by the time you're in there and everyone else is doing their thing, you're like, okay, I'm feeling pretty motivated. So that's by far like my favorite part of group classes as far as someone who takes them.
Yeah. So
that was,
For me, you know, I've been thinking about how do I get more social in my life? Like, I was just talking to my wife, Ashley. I'm like, Ashley, I haven't done anything with my friends in a full-blown month. Like, and for me, that's a really long time. Like, I haven't done anything with any of them. And it's not that you have to go out and, like, do something at night or on the weekend or whatever. Even just popping into, like, a fitness class and catching up with a few people for, you know, 5-10 minutes before, 5-10 minutes after will kind of refill your bucket. So that can't be understated, too.
Yeah, I've had a lot of go to class, grab a coffee after kind of thing. And it's just even like we do drinks sometimes after classes. It's really fun to connect and not have to just like go drink and eat all the time.
Right.
It's a good way to hang out. I'll also say my favorite pro, as I teach a group fitness class, I teach aerial hoop. And because it is a kind of different class, my favorite part about teaching it is I have so many people who come in who are like, I can't do it at all. I can't get, like, they're so negative from the beginning about their abilities, and it changes so quickly as soon as I get them up there. Like, just the confidence I see in people that they're like, wow, I can do this thing that I thought was impossible is so amazing. So, like, even if it's something you're nervous about, you don't think you're strong enough, you don't think you're flexible enough, that's BS. Go try it, and you will work on those skills by going to class. So don't wait for the right time. Don't wait till you're in a certain shape or you're a certain amount of strong. Like, I started my fitness journey like in that way by going to fitness classes and working on it. So my little PSA, don't be scared and just go out and try it. Don't wait for the right moment.
Such a good point with fitness and like even just beyond fitness too. Like, if you're waiting for the perfect time to do something new or learn this or do that, odds are there isn't going to be an absolutely perfect time. Trial and error, failure is all part of the journey. Now this is turning into like a little motivation podcast, which I love, but it's all part of the journey. And you know, it's better to take step one than to not take any steps at all.
Now there are a few cons. I think a big one is just it's scheduling. If the classes that you want to take don't fit into your schedule or life happens, it can just be hard to show up. You know, there's nothing worse than you sign up for a class, something happens, you can't go, you have a late fee. Like, it's just kind of like, ugh, that is a bummer because you're trying to do something good for yourself. And then it kind of feels a little negative after that. So like, you know, and I also just know a lot of people like really want to take classes, and it just, they work weird hours, they, you know, have kids, they have a lot more going on. So it's just hard to fit in certain times. And also pricing, of group classes can be very expensive, especially if you're going, and like, I love these places and I think they're valuable, but you know, your Pure Bars, your Core Powers, Orange Theory, all of that can add up. They, you know, they're for-profit businesses. So unless you're, you know, really invested, yeah, it can be really expensive and not feel worth it. With that being said, though, the gym I work at and the gym I attend, my gym price includes free unlimited group classes. So maybe finding a place like that is a better alternative, because then you can do your solo workout, and if you have time, your group classes are then included and you're not paying extra out of pocket. So that's my advice around it. And then the last thing, which we were kind of talking about already, is just like that comparison trap, like being the new person in the class when, you know, these people have 6 months under their belt, years under their belt, whatever it is, and they're really good at the class. It can be intimidating, especially if there aren't classes that have like beginner, intermediate, higher levels. If it's just like any level group class, it can feel a little scary. But like we said, you're not going to get better unless you show up. So don't let that stop you. You'll get better over time. And I find those people are the most encouraging to beginners. I was just going to say, I think group classes are good for people who might want a little motivation, want some social time, and need some more structure, and, you know, need someone to push them.
100%. Well said. Group classes, and one thing I'll say, although they could be pricey, yeah, definitely price shop. But also investing in your health is often pretty important, and rarely am I hearing about people regretting it. Like, very few people are like, oh man, like, you know, I started going to these classes and investing in my health, but I just hate my life. Like, I don't even know what to say. It just seems like pretty, you know, like you probably won't regret that little extra investment if you have the budget for it.
My class is actually on ClassPass. So a lot of people will come in and they'll tell me that they're actually in the middle of like kind of shopping around workouts. So they're trying aerial, they're trying kickboxing, they're trying yoga, and seeing what they like before they commit to buying a package at that place. So that's another alternative, which we're going to talk about all kinds of fitness classes now that you can kind of take and try out.
Yeah, so we kind of labeled this little mini segment, what's on the menu at the workout buffet, which I like, because it really is these days, it's just like a buffet of choices, and it's not one size fits all. So we're just gonna go through very brief description of different classes that you can take. The first one that you guys might hear about is like your high intensity interval training or HIIT classes. So when I think of these, I think a lot of like, and Mallory, correct me if I'm wrong, I know you maybe have a little more experience with some of these than I do, but I think about like circuit training, high pace, like 45 minutes and you're done with a complete body workout. You're probably going to be doing different like push-ups, sit-ups, burpees, some weight training, all that good stuff, combined into one.
Yeah, I think a lot of people like to do HIIT when they don't have a ton of time. You can get in a super efficient workout in like 20 minutes, like sweating your butt off crazy workout in like 20 minutes. So if you don't have a ton of time, it's a great option. Especially if you get to a point where you feel comfortable doing it on your own. It's great for that flexibility of a solo workout or in classes to learn how to do a HIIT circuit. The next one is dance cardio, which I love. I love Zumba. The class before the one I teach is a jam class, and the instructor for that is so much fun. It's just, if you want great music, cardio, the people there tend to be so awesome and fun. That's a great, like, get a group together, hang out, party class. It's so much fun. You're just dancing, but you're working your butt off, like, in there. They go hard.
Yeah, you know, that seems to be a popular one, especially for, you know, I feel like I hear about, like, Ashley's mom, for example, takes that class, takes Zumba. And I know our Aunt Patty teaches Zumba. So it's just like a really fun, easy way to get out and get moving for a variety of skill levels or ages and that sort of thing. Maybe just depending on where you're at, you might want to do some research in the type of class you're going to. If you're younger, you might want to find more of like a hip hop fit, maybe sort of class, and otherwise Zumba could be a good option for you too. But transitioning, the next one is, and this, these have been more and more popular, are like boxing and kickboxing classes. So one thing that sticks out to me is we have our orange athlete, Amelia Moore. She is an Olympic boxer, ranked in her weight class, top five in the world right now, all that good stuff. And she was encouraging us to go out and take a boxing or kickboxing class or whatever it is. And she said, you know, people will come in so worried about how hard they punch or whatever it is, but really just like literally holding your arms up with the gloves and like getting through the workout is going to be enough. But from a total expert pro in her field, she was even encouraging like, hey, beginners, get out and just do it. And you think maybe someone like that could be, if anyone was to, they would say, hey, maybe find a different gym or try something else because I'm pretty serious. But it just goes to show that like boxing, kickboxing, or really just like any sort of class like that, it, again, they're just excited to see you in there.
Definitely. And it, I feel like boxing and kickboxing so empowering too. Like you just feel like such a badass and it's great conditioning. Another good class, which is very opposite vibe, can be Reformer Pilates. Do not underestimate it though, because it will work the weirdest muscles you did not know you had. If you like, I've seen like major weightlifters try Pilates and they're like, this hurts. Like, this is not what I thought. Cause you're building a lot of active flexibility. So you're strengthening and lengthening your muscles, which, you know, some weightlifters aren't used to, but it can be a lower impact. It can really help build your core. And I know there's like the Pilates princess stereotype. Pilates is for everyone. Our dad is a big Pilates advocate. He's gotten a lot stronger. It's been a great workout for him. His coach Kevin, I've gone to a few times. Like, he's such a good guy, like a really fun time. It's not, and like, I really like what Kevin's doing, is he is, you know, getting younger kids involved. He is getting a lot more men involved, because I think Pilates really is a great workout for everyone. So just because you are not a 20-something-year-old girl, that does not mean you can't do Pilates. It has been around for a very, very long time, you know, so it has a lot of great benefits.
Yeah, Reformer and Pilates in general gets the Orange Insoles co-founder stamp of approval. Both Marsha and Tom love it. They actually have a Reformer in their basement now. So for those solo workouts, when you don't have as much time or just want to do something quick on your own, they will pop down and hop on the Reformer. They have not gotten me on it yet, but I feel like next time I go over, maybe I should try it and just have them laugh at me, because that'll be fun. Another one, because there's so many, class you could take is like an aerial yoga or even like an aerial hoop class, like Mallory mentioned, that she teaches. And it's just kind of a different way to get your body moving. Mallory, I don't want to talk about this because this is your expertise. What do you have to say about aerial yoga, aerial hoop, kind of that whole realm?
I think people who really love it and come in and just have the most fun with it are people who have that like playground energy. Like, if you loved playing on the monkey bars, flipping around, like, just, it's like that kind of, it's just very fun. Like, a lot of people come out feeling like a kid. I haven't done as much aerial yoga and aerial silks, but from what I have done, it's felt fairly similar. Like, it's just a super fun time. You're in the air. Like, it's just, it's a great chance to get some pictures. And, you know, you can obviously take it more seriously, like I have, and like train it hardcore. But like, even if you just want to pop in to try something new, it's just a fun way to move and get out like a lot of that fun, playful kind of kid energy. So it's really cool in that way. And then another very big one is bar classes, like you mentioned earlier. Marsha has done Pure Bar as long as I can remember. So we know a lot about bar classes. And every time I pop in, even when I think I'm in great shape, I get humbled in there. It is like small, like, you know, you'll be like in a squat on your toes and they're like up an inch, down an inch, up an inch, down an inch. You're like, oh, I can do that. It's so hard to maintain, like hold those positions. So bar is no joke. It's, if you don't know what it is, it's a ballet inspired workout. So you are at the bar like you would be in a ballet class. However, you're not necessarily doing ballet. You're doing more of a workout.
Well said. Just some other quick hitters. You got CrossFit classes, kind of focusing on functional strength, the combination of weight training, cardio, kind of the whole nine. There's also primal movement classes that Mallory was telling me about, which is kind of like body weight training with a twist, where you're mocking the movements of different animals, but in doing so, you're really going to improve your overall mobility and strength. Mallory kind of compared it to like a moving yoga. There are some, I don't know that I have these around here, trampoline classes. But we do have a, like a trampoline. I mean, it's basically like a recreation center, trampoline recreation center. And I went a few years back with, some coworkers. This was before I worked at Orange Insoles, and we were just kind of like playing around doing some dodgeball. They had like a little ropes course, and like my whole legs and core were like dead after like 15, 20 minutes of just jumping around. I'm like, dude, what is going on? Like I had to full blown just like stop and like take it easy. Okay, I made it longer than 15, 20 minutes, but it was after about that long and I was like, dude, this is a lot. So even doing something like that, if you have trampoline classes or even like a trampoline park by you, I mean, you can easily pop in, and I guess it wouldn't necessarily be like an organized class, but that's going to be a good solo workout. And then the last thing that's maybe like a combination of both solo and group workouts is there are virtual classes. So like on Peloton, again, I got it right behind me. They'll have scheduled classes that start at, let's say like 9 a.m. This one's kicking off and the instructor's going through, and they might give you a shout out if it's like your 100th ride or whatever it is. And there's people live in the studio too. So it gives you that feel without actually having to go to the studio. I will say it's probably, I know it is a lot more impactful to actually go into the studio, but it's kind of a combination of both where you can get a taste of both.
Yeah, I do online flexibility, and it even like, it's a, that's kind of what I was saying earlier of, I feel like I do a group class because it is a group class that, you know, for flexibility, but it's being on my own and the flexibility of like, I just need my laptop or my phone to do it, and I can kind of do it wherever, very minimal equipment kind of class. It feels like a solo workout, but I'm like, I guess other people are there. And the other thing I love about the virtual classes is you can access instructors and training that might not be available in your area. You know, there might not be spin classes near you, so a Peloton's a great, you know, example. Great. Or I have like a very specific kind of flexibility I'm training that I don't have a coach for around me. So I, you know, my coach lives in Serbia, so it's just, I have access to her through
that's
online.
Awesome.
So it's really cool. Yeah, she's a badass.
Well said, Mallory. So for those listening, of course, the main point is there's all sorts of different ways to get your body moving, to get into a workout routine. And it's just kind of up to you to understand your body, your personality, how you like to work out, how you like to recharge. And the best way to find out is to just try a few different things. Try some solo workouts, go to a few group classes, and just see what you like. And I'm sure that you'll find at least one thing that maybe you love or can even at least just tolerate. So with that said, really appreciate you guys listening. We'll be back with another episode. Quick teaser, this would be maybe for those who are working on their feet all day, that sort of stuff. Tune into our next episode. But thanks so much for listening, and have a good one.